Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for kicking off your week with us. Got your host, James, behind the mic. We are joined by the head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for kicking off your week with us, everybody. Fun stuff on the way. We're going to kick things off the way we like to, talking a little Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe. Brittany, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing down there?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty soaked up here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm still drying off, but we're good.
Yeah, it's what a dreary, rainy Monday to start the week off, right?
Mm-hmm. Is it going to get better?
No, it's not, unfortunately. We're gonna be...
She's honest, at least. Okay. She's just ripped the Band-Aid right off. I love it, Brittany. Thank you.
Right, we just have to. I kind of warned you on Friday that it was going to be a really crummy, dreary start to the week, and it sure is. So highs all week long, they're going to be in the upper 60s to low 70s. That's all we're getting. No more 80s this week. Those are gone. Hope you soaked it up over the weekend because we've got just some cooler temperatures and some wet weather. So first, we're just getting the soaking rain this morning. This is all along the warm front. Today's highs, upper 60, mostly cloudy, dreary, damp. We've got more rounds of rain rolling in this afternoon as well, potentially. But for a majority of the state, a lot of us are going to dry out overnight. And then the next round pushes in early tomorrow morning. And then the severe weather strikes tomorrow afternoon. Now, we do have a chance for a few storms tonight, but I think a lot of those are going to stay south of our area. And definitely more east as well into the state, where they're going to see some hail risks of severe storms. But if we get any of them here, it'll just be heavy downpours and some large hail. Now, we've already seen about a half an inch of rain. We could see another quarter of an inch today. And then tomorrow, in some of these storms, we're looking at another half an inch to an inch of rain. So with all of that rain in just 48 hours, we're probably going to see some localized flooding as soon as tomorrow morning. So expect those puddles to be growing, those rivers to be rising, and today's the day to prep if you live by any of those creeks or rivers that usually flood.
Get things off the basement floor.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Is this going to help with our drought situation in the state, Brittany?
Absolutely. Every drop will help, but it's not fun when you're kind of in a drier condition and then you get it all in one, that it doesn't absorb it as well as it should. So it kind of actually enhances the flooding potential because it's so dry, which is hard to make sense of, but, you know, it's not good as good as absorbing as it should be.
Right. It was spread out over a broader period of time.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, where do you buy galoshes? Just curious. Right? I have no idea where to buy galoshes anymore. I don't even know if you can. I don't know where you find them. We'll look into that. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us to talk tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks,
you
Brittany.
Brittany joins us every morning right in this time slot. Get you ready for what Mother Nature has in store for the day. We appreciate her for that and her good work. Good work coming up for me from the team, everybody. We'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. We are going to talk about one of our Wisconsin congressmen, senators, people. I don't know.
Politician.
Politician. Nice. We will also get into 2024 is the year of the return of the long-lost weather vanes. Dun, dun, dun.
They were missing?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
They just kind of walked off.
We need.
Yes.
Got the five jobs with the most millionaires. Get into that. Could be kind of interesting, actually. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the Kitchen's Open segment. Melissa's got a great one lined up for you today. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to dive into that.
Weather's not cooperating, but fine, whatever.
Have some entertainment news for you as well. We're going to say goodbye to a great character actor. We're going to talk a little bit about Madonna and Meryl Streep and some other fun stuff we'll get into there. And a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get into a couple of other topics. How many of us think E.T. is a scary character?
I thought he was.
We got to vote already. And 21 controversial food opinions. We do not shy away from the hard topics around here. We will dive into that.
21?
Yeah, I know. There's 21.
That's an odd number.
It is odd. Technically. Mm-hmm. It's not that weird of a number, though.
But it is odd. That's great. That was well played. I love good wordplay.
For
play
a list. Early. Usually they do the whole 5-10 thing. That's interesting. Mm. I like it.
But let's kick things off here. And I don't like to do this to y'all before 8 a.m., but or 9 a.m., I should say. But we are going to want your audience participation. Everybody pull out your morning show play-at-home version. Made sure everybody, one of our listeners, got one of those. Go ahead and get ready to call up 715-424-2600. And keep in mind, you can do that in the next segment as well with our birthday and anniversary club. About half of us can envision a day when we don't use cash. Okay. How many of you used, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope everybody out there had a great weekend as well. How many of you used cash this weekend?
I used a lot of cash this weekend because we went rummage sailing.
Right. Oh. And good on
and
you for that.
And you can't rummage sale without cash.
So. Very true.
See,
very
true. That's a good point already. Wow. Mm. Yeah.
Seth, did you?
I gave my $3 to Beth so she could use it to buy something.
Okay.
So you say about how much cash I have.
By proxy,
on me.
Yeah. You did.
You did use cash today, both of you. So in this, just as a good note there, I appreciate you guys, that you guys. Can you envision a day where we don't use cash, we don't use a dollar in a good way? In a new survey, 48% of people say that they expect to see a cashless society within their lifetime. And some people are already prepared. 15% say that they never carry cash, which is up significantly from a poll 5 years ago when just 4% said the same. But not everyone is there. 71% of people say that they still have some level of everyday reliance on cash.
Wow.
And have used cash within the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Obviously, digital money is a big driver in the cashless society. It's not just credit cards. It's mobile wallets and services like PayPal, Venmo, and all those. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The way things are going, it seems like it could happen, but there are hurdles when it comes to poorer people who can't afford smartphones, right. Those with bad credit, people who are unbanked, and those who can't deal with technology, which is a gigantic group that yes. ranges in age all over the gamut and ranges by sex and race and all these other things.
And money, because, you know, the Speaker of the House doesn't have a bank account.
Right.
Well, that's weird. Okay, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get all your... Oh, I was about to say something that was going to get me in real trouble.
Sorry, I went there.
Caught it right there. It was, ooh, it's right there.
Just pull it back. Bring it in.
So let's stick with the cashless society part of things and where we are with this.
I think in rural areas, it's going to be much harder to get away from cash because we don't have the infrastructure for not only for the people who can't afford a smartphone, but the infrastructure to support smartphones.
Right.
We don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a lot of hurdles to jump before we get to this place.
Many.
We've got. I don't honestly. If we keep going the way we're going, I don't think this will ever happen.
Yeah.
Because we're only getting more. The gap between the top 1% and us is only getting bigger. It's not closing in. So if you're going to have that, you're going to continue to have people who have less and less. Mm-hmm. And when you have less, how many people do you know who are you consider poor in your own head? You consider poor that have a not only a credit card, but half of these other things that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about just people, but communities and businesses. To Melissa's strong point here, I don't know if we're ever going to see this.
Right.
I think it's actually pretty far-fetched to think that we're even 5 years away from this.
Unless we're going to just totally disregard a giant portion of our society.
Which... you can't do. For one, that top 1% needs it.
Yep.
They're not where they are without us.
I was going to say, how do they earn their money?
Yeah. That top 1%, most of the people that you see as the CEO or at the top of those things, or heck, most of the politicians you see are all silver spoon babies. All got money. How many of these people actually made something and putting their hands in the dirt? Actually did something. They didn't just get money from their daddy.
And how many of them have actually handled cash?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know.
You're filthy lucre. No.
If I'm throwing a number out there,
dirty
on that
money,
one, it's
I
like
don't want to touch it.
Maybe like 5%, maybe. I feel like that's a pretty high range there.
As long as we have a group of people like we've just basically
broadly
covered all
on.
Of it, yeah. It without access to certain things, there's always going to be cash in some way, shape, or form. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with James on this one. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Now, if we want to just, you know, fantasize for a moment about what would be wonderful to have or to see, sure, it'd be great if we could move away from cash.
Yeah, I thank you, Melissa. I wanted to find a rising note to end the segment on, and a funny note. And to me, that's where I was going to go is for a lot of, especially for a lot of men, your butt comes back. For some of us, we actually had one, because I don't have one. But if I put my wallet in the back of my pocket,
You have half a one.
I have half, and I'll take it. I'll take it, Melissa.
It's not good for your hips, James. Don't sit on your wallet.
No. I actually never have because I'm from the city. And you don't
you never put anything in your back pocket.
You put your wallet in your front pocket in the city. And there's a little note for everybody out there. But that's, I think that, that there's a lot of, it's a great start to the conversation here. I think that there is some advantages. If we are able to get away from this, it'd be kind of fun to be able to not have to worry about cash for anything.
Yeah, because then we would have infrastructure to support the smartphones everywhere across the country. All of those people would have access to a smartphone, to a bank account, to the option of digital money. And then they would also have money.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a really, really positive thing.
I'm interested to see where this goes. You can go to Yahoo Finance to figure out, read the whole article. Yahoo Finance, again, a shout out to them and the great reporting. And we always want to hear from you guys. You can call up anytime, next 2 hours, talk to us about this. I mean, you could call up in the next 3 hours, but I'm not sure if Jane will know what we're talking about.
So,
I mean,
that would be hilarious.
Well, she'd love to take your calls, though.
She would. She would. Please make sure to call up and listen in on Jane's show. We want to wrap up the opening monologue here with an interesting one. The city of Kyle, Texas is making a last-minute push for people named Kyle to attend its second annual gathering of the Kyles to break a Guinness World Record.
Because they failed the first time.
Yeah, the first gathering of Kyles, part of the annual Kyle Fair, attracted 1,490 people bearing the same name, the same first name in 2023, but fell short of the Guinness World Record, of the largest same name gathering. The record was set in Bosnia, Herzegovina, in 2017 with 2,325.
Wow. Kyles?
Ivans, I believe.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
I was going to say.
One name, yeah.
I think it was
in Bosnia?
Ivans.
I don't think there's that many Kyles
Shocking
there.
Number of Kyles there, yes.
That'd be hilarious. That would be great. The second gathering of Kyles takes place 1 p.m. Saturday at Lake Kyle Park, and the organizers are hoping enough people with the first name Kyle expected exact spelling is required show up for the record.
See, they're sticklers. That's
The problem.
All Kyles in attendance must show ID to prove their legal first names. Registration is required by 12:30 p.m. That day.
Okay.
Make every Kyle count, the city has said on social media. They're making a big push on this one. A big shout out to the city of Kyle seeing an opening and making advantage.
Yeah. Just jumping in, man.
That's good.
I did not even know there was a Kyle, Texas until this story.
That's
true. That's cool.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. But now there also needs to some city named Brian in the country and potentially one named Kevin. Because those are very, very popular names in our age demographic.
Right.
I don't think there's a city named Melissa.
So I wanted to see which names. Now. I think John and some of those are pretty obvious that you would get a lot of people for. But what's that second tier? You know, that second
Brian.
Tier of names. And you hit it right on the head, Brian. Yeah, that's number one draft pick right there, I think.
But the spelling is going to be an issue because...
Very many. That's very disparate.
It's very, they like to spell it different ways.
They do.
What would be the, I don't know why, but I feel like a gathering of Tims. There's certain names that a gathering of Kyles almost has like a attention to it or something like that. But a gathering of Tims, that doesn't sound so bad. Like, that seems like a bunch of people. You know, I don't know.
Not scary at all.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
There's a handful of names out there that don't seem like they would be as I don't know, well, a little harder certainly, but they don't. It seemed like it'd be a little more, interesting people. And there's names, too, that I think have a meaning to us when we hear them, certainly, that they have an attachment to them. We think of this name and we think of this, that kind of thing. So I think that you could have a lot of fun with this one. I think we need to look into cities that are that have first names, that are named after a first name. We have to look into that and help these cities out with, figuring out which one of these.
I love it, what you're saying about Tim being an unthreatening name. You know, it just wouldn't work. You know, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Tim.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work.
Timothy doesn't work. What name would you do if you were hosting this in Wisconsin? There's the big question. What Ooh. Name do you think would be that you'd get the most people for in Wisconsin?
Brian.
Yep, I knew it was coming. I think that's a good one. I think that you're going to probably run into a lot of Bretts and Aarons. You're going to see a lot of those.
I see where you're going there.
I think that there's those. I know I've met a couple Hanks. I got a nephew Hanked. There's a couple of those. So there's some good ones out there. Let's hear from you anytime during the next 2 hours. Call up and let us know how you feel about either of these topics. Know that we love hearing from you. You guys are a part of the show. You're kind of our third cast member, so you kind of should call in every once in a while.
Would that be the fourth cast member?
Something.
I don't
one,
count.
One, two, three. Oh.
It's you got.
Yeah, you're right.
We will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Their breakfast special today is from Tinga, and it's a shredded seasoned chicken and cheese with choice of potato or fruit, toast or cakes. Mm. They got some Ezekiel's. They're going to be doing Ezekiel soon, too. I love that they're featuring a lot of their staff's favorites and some of that.
No, that's cool.
It's a really cool idea. Go join them for that great menu and great atmosphere and the wonderful people over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach out to us with any of those. Feel free to, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. 424, go ahead and type into your search bar WFHR or WIRI and like those pages. Mm-hmm. And of course, call up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600.
Just like this person did right here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't know if you mentioned it or not while I was on hold, but for Wisconsin specifically, as long as it was spelling inclusive, the name Chris.
Yeah.
Chris. Yep.
That's okay. A good one.
That's a good one.
That's a top five right there. Mm-hmm. That's a great one. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
You do.
Keep those calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600.
That doesn't have to be gendered.
True. No, it's
you could have both.
So. That's a really good one.
And I think it is a good idea to have it spelling, you know, like, what if it starts with a C or a K? If it has an H or not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody spells Chris with a Y, but more power to you.
They might.
Go right ahead.
They might.
Let's dive into our birthday and anniversary club. And I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. I want to dive right into the list. But first up, we want to take a moment to remember one of the people that part of the reason any of us are here right now and a guy who ran this news network. For a long time, I'm sorry, I don't have the words. I need a teleprompter for these kind of things. In memory today, we remember Carl J. Hilke. Mm. Today would have been his 69th birthday. Mm. We think of him all the time. I know I shouldn't say we. I think of him all the time. I don't know if there's many days that I come in here and don't. And certainly I'm extremely thankful to Carl for not only the work and the friendship. When I first started in radio, I mentioned before that I started on 9/12, the day after 9/11. You can imagine how busy Carl was on that day.
Right.
Booking around, almost runs into me as he's turning the corner, stops and takes a beat, said, "You're the new guy, right? Hey, James," and introduced himself and then just buried along. But he didn't have to do that. From that moment on, him and I were friends, and I'm so thankful that the last years that he was able to do this job, I not only got to do it with him, but got to let him be a little loose, let him be a little bit more freer, get to try some things that he never got to do some more music talk and comedy and these things. Yes, he covered news better than most anybody will ever cover it in this state, but he also had a comedic side and a very funny side, a love of music, a love of baseball, and so many things. We were able to explore that.
Nice.
One of the best partners I've ever had in radio. I pitched something, Carl's like, "Let's do it." Like, "Are you sure?" "Let's do it." The definition of a say yes in improv kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I miss him every day, and that's just me. I cannot imagine how our listeners feel that got to know him for so long. Mm-hmm. So many people that became friends with Carl out there. So many people that worked with Carl, that listened to Carl, that appreciated Carl, that learned things from Carl's news. Mm-hmm. And certainly, none of this, all of this pales in comparison to the heart of this station and Pam Hilke.
Yes.
We're thinking of all of you and remembering Carl and every day. And appreciate him. Thank you very much for putting this on here, Pam. Carl would have gotten a kick out of his 69. That 69. That is just, wouldn't have let that go. Been a gag all day. It would have been a gag. We dive into our regular list here, and we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ken Sanders.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Ken, we wish you the best of days. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Bailey Brooks.
Bailey, happy birthday.
Birthday, Bailey.
What a name.
That is a fun name.
It's a great one. Nice job, Mom and Dad. Not matter. happy birthday to you, Bailey. Thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Greatly appreciate you doing that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into our celebrity list. Jack Gleason is 32. He was Joffrey on Game of Thrones. Good actor is getting some roles out there. I thought he was a little younger than that. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, he played a little younger.
John Party is 39, a country singer. Mm-hmm. You're a singer, a musician, and your last name's Party.
I mean, that's awesome.
Come on, that's pretty good right there.
That
you
is
have no
name.
Choice but to go into kind of showbiz.
Really? It's either that or it's what was that, those party stores? I don't know if they still have them or not. Those,
Yes. Oh.
I think it's just called the Party Store, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. You go in there and you can find all the stuff for birthday parties and
exactly
all those
what
things.
You're talking
balloons,
about.
Streamers.
I feel like there's another parallel universe where that's where John went. And he just went all into that world and everything.
The party world.
Busta Rhymes is 52. Real name, Trevor Taham Smith Jr.
Oh, okay.
Chuck D from Public Enemy actually gave him the name Busta Rhymes as a shout out to former old wide receiver George Buster Rhymes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, Chuck D gives you a name, you go with it.
You just go with it.
I don't care what it is. one of the more popular and better NASCAR racers in our lifetime is, I think, Tony Stewart is 53 today.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised I haven't heard that name in a while. I know he's been doing some other racing, and he kind of doesn't race as much. But
I was going to say, he's somewhat retired now, I think.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors, one of the, I think, the better... it's hard to call him a character actor because he's had so much work, but Timothy Olyphant is 56 today.
Mm.
Underrated actor, I'll say that much.
Right.
A lot of people know him from the Netflix comedy Santa Clara Diet, Seth Bullock on Deadwood. I think a lot of us know him as Waylon on Justified, which he just was incredible. Basically, if there is a role that you need somebody in a cowboy hat for, and you can't get Sam Elliott, you get Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah.
There ain't many people that have looked better in a cowboy hat either. Great performance in The Mandalorian as well.
Although that's also kind of a Western style, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little bit typecast, but to your point, he's done both. He's done character work. He's done leading. He's, like you said, in Justified, he was the leading guy on that one, so he can do both,
And he was in Live Free or Die Hard.
That was not
a cowboy role.
Magnificent bad guy in that. The ending of that movie, the way Bruce takes him out, is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in TV and movie history. One of my favorite endings. I'm not saying it's a great movie, but one of my favorite endings to a movie. It's so, oh my God, what he does is so cool. It really is. You got to see. Even if you just watch the last 10 minutes of the movie, you got to watch it. Great work. Very versatile actor, too. His work with Drew Barrymore in the Santa Clara Diet was really funny. It was great to see him do a comedic role.
Right.
And I like her a lot. I actually saw her in a little bit of her in an Adam Sandler movie over the weekend, and they did a couple of movies together. One of the more versatile actors that we don't give credit to is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She really is. And so everybody loves working with her, too. I think that's kind of cool. Happy 56 to Timothy Olyphant.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy Cohen is 58. Natalie on Facts of Life. That's a good one. That's a good one. Bronson Pinchot is 65.
Love him.
Long before Urkel or Screech or so many of those kind of characters, there was Balky.
There was Balky.
Balky on Perfect Strangers. Yeah. My pet loved that show. It was a good show.
He is so good. You know, he's kind of taken a really interesting turn in the end of, recently in his career. He's become a big book narrator.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's very good at it.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's so cool that he's found a. It's so much being able to be versatile and pivot. One of my favorites, Dave Thomas is 75 today. The guy who did Bob and Doug McKenzie with Rick Moranis. He's just did so many great Second City roles over the year, over the years, and a great movie actor as well.
Right, he was on the '90s show Grace Under Fire.
Yeah, that's right.
He was
right,
the second banana on that one, and he was very good in that too. Yes,
yeah, great actor, great actor. One of the greats. When we're going to talk about music, you have to talk about Cher.
Yes.
78 for Cher.
Wow. Mm.
Still going strong.
Yeah. Yeah, still touring, still going
doing
her thing. Yeah, you can't talk about music without talking about her and certainly her the arc of her career.
It's
and
been
everything.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Absolutely remarkable.
And I think that the thing that is almost least surprising to me of it is that she's still going. I'm not surprised by that. She, if you've seen her recently and everything, like, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you go out there?
Go for it.
She sounds great. She looks great. Like, I'd be going out there, too. I even if I didn't have a show, I might be going out there and stuff. Like, well, I might as well. I mean, and then there's some people no longer with us, like the great Joe Cocker, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2014. Get By With a Little Help From My Friends, of course, the cover of the Beatles song. Most people growing up in the 80s or late 90s remember the Wonder Years and may have gotten turned on to Joe Cocker through that.
Yep. Great interpreter of songs.
You Can Leave Your Hat On.
Yep, that's a classic. Love that song.
I don't know. Name me another singer that was like Joe Cocker. Because I think about this part, too, especially as we go along, and it seems like we get more and more picky with our singers, or singers have to be a little bit more perfect in some ways. I mean, with their actual singing. We've gotten a lot away from a lot of the 90s grunge kind of raspy voice. Even mumble rap has gone away and some of those things. So it's becoming more and more where no matter what genre you're doing, you got to be precise in everything. Joe Cocker, the exact opposite of that. And I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
I loved his style of singing. I'd be remiss if I did not mention one of the greatest impressions of all time is Belushi doing Joe Cocker in front of Joe Cocker and Joe Cocker laughing and loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Those that don't know behind the scenes of that, Belushi was embarrassed and was a big Joe Cocker fan and was afraid that he would offend Joe Cocker. So he was never going to do this when Joe Cocker came on Saturday Night Live or anything. Joe Cocker almost wouldn't do Saturday Night Live unless Belushi did it. That's how much he thought it was funny and loved it and everything.
He knew who he was.
Well,
he had
a song named Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's another cover of an Animal song, too, by the way. Oh, he was so good at that.
One of the greatest actors of all time, Jimmy Stewart, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 1997. I feel very comfortable saying that.
Yes.
I don't think that you can argue with his body of work.
No.
It's a Wonderful Life, obviously. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. The Man Who Knew Too Much. But for me, Harvey, Vertigo, these are the show. When I say that about Jimmy Stewart, I'm not disregarding those other performances, especially Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. But my goodness, Harvey, I didn't know he could do that. And it's a dream role of mine because of his performance. And man, he shows you something in Vertigo. He shows you he can work with Hitchcock. He shows you he is not
type of performance.
Those are really good. It's The Shootist for me. The Shootist is my favorite John Wayne movie, maybe my favorite Jimmy Stewart movie, and maybe my favorite Ron Howard performance. It's an underrated movie, I think. And it's I don't know. There's something about it that still holds up. I watched it with my mom not even a year ago, and it still, to me, is such a great film. And his performance, man, just get goosebumps thinking about his performance.
I forget about him. He was in a lot of Westerns, and you forget about
Shenandoah.
That. He was such a versatile actor. He could do anything. He could do comedy. He could do literally anything. He was one of the greats.
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
I know. That's a good. It's one of my favorite Westerns.
Part of what is an influence to me, he didn't start out as one. I'll be completely honest. Growing up on a lot of these actors from my Nan and Papa, he was one of the ones that I was like, I don't know. I don't, because all I saw was It's a Wonderful Life and stuff. And I
don't
didn't really.
Don't you know me, Mary?
There was something about his acting style that didn't really pull me in. It wasn't until I got older and I heard how hard he worked in casting sessions and to get these roles. because of his voice, because of his delivery, he got typed very early in his career and is one of the few actors who was able to break away from that because he was so dang talented. It didn't hurt that you have, hey, I'm Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life and some of those things to go into this stuff. But where a lot of actors would play it safe, like a lot of actors did back then, just played it safe and everything, Jimmy Stewart constantly tried to try different roles, push himself, and pushed against a lot of things that his agent and others wanted him to do.
Oh my gosh, there's this hilarious, he was the guest of the Jack Benny Show. And to tell you how good he was at comedy, so he goes, you know, Jack is talking to him about movie con, you know, like, you know, I'm with Paramount or whoever with Jack was with at the time, and Jimmy's like, he's like, what have you been doing? And he's like, oh, I did a picture for Universal, and then I did a picture for Paramount, and then I did a picture for, you know, he was one of the first free agents. You know, he didn't do long-term contracts, he just did one-offs. To which Jack replies, oh, having trouble keeping work, huh?
Oh, the great Jack Benny. Few had time in your wit like him. One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Carl J. Hilke, who we miss and we're thinking of today. We certainly want to wish a happy birthday to Ken Sanders.
Happy birthday, Ken.
And to our qualifier, Bailey Brooks.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. And keep celebrating and having a good time with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open till 2 today. Head on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Need some rain songs. There's some songs about no rain or something like that.
I thought about that.
Melissa, Seth James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Helping us have some fun this morning, and we appreciate you doing that. I'm going to get into some fun stuff today. Now, we do have a couple things that we want to get into, and I think are necessary. I do want to warn the audience, I have a palate cleanser. I have a palate cleanser for the end of the segment. But I want to start the segment doing something I've never done on the air. I have mentioned Ron Johnson a number of times on the air, in part because I've reached out to his staff and his team, and you know, to get interviews with him. I have a lot of questions for him, and he's never responded. And they've been pretty blunt about it, and they don't really have an interest. So that's fine. That's fine. We just keep the door open and everything. But I'm actually going to start off by thanking Ron Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've never done that before. Never. Not even close. But if you go to Wisconsin Public Radio and check out the article from Rich Kremer that was released, and a shout out to him in the nice reporting, Ron Johnson has called for his GOP to set aside squabbles on abortion in order to win elections. And I would like to thank him for giving us one of the best prime examples we are going to have for ranked choice voting. Now, take a drink of your coffee if you're waiting for us to say ranked choice voting, because you know you're going to take a drink of coffee anytime I mention it or anything. Because between now and November, oh, you're going to hear that term a lot, everybody. A lot, because I'm a big believer in this, and I think that I have a team here that also feels very similar. And if I'm being honest, when I talk to listeners, when I talk to our community, I'm just speaking of Wisconsin Rapids, I think that overwhelmingly people are behind this, and people are tired of this. I had an interview with Senator Teston last Friday, and one of the parts of the conversation came up about the idea that Governor Evers not doing this or this because of an election year. And I turned to him and said, well, what about the, you know, that both sides do this? The Republican Party has made it very clear they don't want to vote on anything to do with the border or anything like that because it's an election year. And how ridiculous this is, how silly this is, how the American people see right through this, and the games don't work anymore. And Senator Teston, to his credit, was like, yes, that's what I'm hearing from my constituents, too. They see through these things. They don't see this as a good thing or anything like that. But every time, and anybody does this, Democrat or Republican, does something like this, all they do is give us, for one, they show you their hand. They show you their hand.
There, yeah.
They're not even playing cards. They're playing cards like a little kid where they've got the hand showing you. They're showing you their hand and everything as we're playing Go Fish or something like that. One, it's just about their party. It's just about winning. Mm-hmm. It's not about us.
No. And it's not about the issues.
No. It's not about the issues. It's not about getting good things done and taking care of the Wisconsin people or protecting the Wisconsin people or any of these things. It's not about that to them. It's about winning. Mm-hmm. It's about them staying in power, keeping the dollars that coming that they're getting, because every one of them got somebody in their pocket. Go ahead and look it up yourselves. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. You can look it up yourself nowadays to see who, what representative and what politician, who, what is in their pocket.
OpenSecrets.com.
And thank you, Seth. And I have to say something too. I swear on everything I am, I will say this about any politician. I've never seen a more cowardly party or a more cowardly act than to just, I'm not trying to lump all party members in. This is where we get in trouble when we generalize. Mm-hmm. And I just about did it right there. I caught myself, and I'm owning that. It's not certainly everybody, but the people that just kind of bow and kiss the ring in the butt of a former president or anybody really. But in this particular case, of just the God, I'm so afraid of offending him and his people. Mm. I'm going to do whatever he says. Yeah. I'm just going to be a follower. Do you think this country was built on followers? You think this country was built on people? Did George Washington, did everybody, oh God, I'm afraid of George Washington and his opinions. I better do what he says. No, the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Washington was one of the few people that wanted people in his cabinet that didn't always agree with him. I think maybe my favorite political story of all time is Abraham Lincoln first getting into office. And what was his first act? Hiring people for his cabinet that he just ran against.
Yep.
Because Lincoln understood that he didn't know everything. Be weary of the person, especially politician, that acts like they know better than you, that they know more than you, that they know something that we don't. Because they what they know is what's going on behind the curtain. And it's not the betterment of us. It's not to the betterment of us.
No.
So, yeah, thanks for doing that, Ronnie. I can call you Ronnie, right? I mean, until you correct me, I'm going to call you Ronnie.
Until he comes on and gives you an interview. Yeah, he tells you not to call him that, right?
Please, feel free. James.Mailoff@civicmedia.us. Really looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah.
And thank you again for helping us push ranked choice voting even further down the line.
Oh,
and getting this to a place where it's about the American people and not about you guys.
Yep, let's do it.
Again, you can find that article at WPR.org. Speaking of great articles, our own Melissa Kay just came out with a fantastic article. I encourage you to check out at civicmedia.us and put it on my Facebook page. You put it on yours, Melissa? Mm, and
I believe
stuff.
So. Yeah, yeah. You're talking about the library?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I didn't tee you up before the segment about that. I apologize.
No,
that's
on
me.
Because I put out articles.
You put out a lot
pretty
of articles.
Regularly now. Yeah. But yes.
Just heard a lot from a lot of our listeners how much they've appreciated that reporting, and I really enjoyed that article. So I want to tell people to check that out. Again, civicmedia.us. Now, just a very similar to something that's old and it doesn't have a lot of use anymore, and really we're growing past as a society. We're going to talk weather vanes.
Woo! Weather vanes.
Well, it was a pretty good transition. That's all right. That's all right. I worked all night on that. If you're doing some spring cleaning and you come across a strange old weather vane, you might want to make sure it wasn't stolen.
Oh,
what?
Earlier this year, a town in France could finally put an old mystery to bed. Back in 1999, the town's golden weather vane mysteriously vanished. But back in January, the thief was found.
Oh, wow.
They were actually ID'd because of the credit card they used to mail it back. And since they were voluntarily returning it, the town didn't pursue charges.
Well, that's good, I guess. Yeah.
Now, yet another, but before we can really celebrate that, yet another long-lost weather vane has been found. Back in 1983, two thieves used ladders and ropes to ascend on the rooftop of the train depot in White River Junction in Vermont and steal its historic weather vane. For 40 years, the mystery remained uncracked, but earlier this month, it was returned after it was unearthed by a Sotheby's.
Sotheby's.
They said it was discovered in the estate of a collector of Americana named Martin Shack. There's some cool follow-up questions I got on that one.
For a mystery. Anyway.
It's unclear how he got it, but there's a good chance he didn't know it was stolen. Collectors who know they own stolen art do not list for sale with a major auction house because it would easily be traced back.
It doesn't really
add up. A new permanent home hasn't been picked, but local officials want to choose a public place where it could be seen and appreciated, and maybe, you know, in front of the police department or something like that.
Make sure it's not stolen again,
right? Yeah.
Okay. Why would you steal a weather vane? I mean, the golden one, maybe, if it's actually gold. But they didn't do anything with it.
The guy that mailed it back just answered the question because he didn't know either.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to keep it. What do I do with this now? I guess I got to give it back. There's nothing I can do with it.
And then mailed it and then using mailed, a credit card.
At 2 a.m., it was a good idea. It was a good idea at 2 a.m. But, you know, some time passes and you're like, I don't know what to do with this thing.
They're closing in on me. It's time to get rid of this thing. Let's go to the post office.
Remember when I was a kid and I there was somebody they caught trying to steal the Hope Diamond. And I remember hearing this story as a kid on the news and everything. And I have to be like 8 or 9 or something like that. And my first thought is, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, what are you going to do with something like that? You can't sell it on eBay.
No.
You can't even sell it on the black market or anything like that. Like, even there, you'd get caught up and stuff.
Right, exactly. So, like some, you know, eccentric, you know, deranged millionaire, you
private
know,
private collector. Would, you know.
Yeah, but then, but the reason they, a lot of them do that is to show it off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that. You can't show off that you have the Hope Diamond.
I kind of like the idea of whether it's the Hope Diamond or somebody with a bunch of weather vanes. They're just in their living room. And it's just something they admire. They appreciate every day. Like,
and never invite anybody over.
Yeah, exactly. Never. No, it's weird that we never go to John's house. He never invites us over.
What
it's
happened
weird.
There?
It's weird.
Really
Why
weird.
He doesn't do that? Why?
He just gets so much enjoyment out of that weather vane.
But John always seems to know what direction the wind is going. He always knows. Taking a break. Come back. Morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Welcome to our house. We hope you're having a good one. Let's dive into this final topic to take you to the top of the hour. Remember, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with The Kitchens Open, the award-winning segment Melissa worked so hard on. We appreciate that and looking forward to it. Have some entertainment news for you in that hour as well, if that ain't right story. Some good stories of the day, including some local news we want to touch on in coming up and going on in town here. But we start here with the 5 jobs on this list that are interesting. All of them are interesting.
Okay.
The 5 jobs with the most millionaires. It's interesting.
I'm guessing radio didn't make that list.
No, I'm guessing
double
no.
check here. No. Oh, actually, it laughed at me when I looked it up. Someone asked 10,000 millionaires who they built their wealth, how they built their wealth.
Who they built their wealth off of.
I was just going to say, it was so.
That was a Freudian slip.
It was. How they built their wealth and what they did for work. And one of the jobs with the most millionaires is teacher. It's because $1 million isn't really what it used to be anymore. And you get close as you get closer to. So $1 million isn't really that much anymore once you get close to retirement.
Mm.
And they're also counting the value of your home.
Oh, okay. So that's not liquid assets. Gotcha.
Because the idea of there being over 10,000 millionaires is a little far-fetched.
Yeah. Mm.
So by those standards, the 5 jobs with the most millionaires are engineer, accountant, teacher, people in management, and attorneys.
People in management.
So vague.
That's very,
very unspecific, but okay. All right.
Doctor is 6th. They make a lot of money, but also spend a lot. The poll found doctors aren't great in general at managing their money.
Well, and they also have a ton of student debt.
Yeah,
that's true.
Is there anything to doctors spending money like they don't? There's no tomorrow.
Should we be worried?
Yeah, is there something to that? Should we be digging into that one a little bit? Hey, Doc. Hey, what up, Doc? The poll found.
Spend it now.
Yeah,
spend it now while you still can.
Those golf clubs aren't going to buy themselves.
The poll found the 2 main ways people reach at least $1 million in wealth is in 2024 is by investing in a 401k and buying a house they eventually pay off.
There you go. That makes
sense.
That's
the trick, paying it off.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Now, it does seem like, too, like they're kind of moving the goalpost around here on this, though. They want to do an article that with the big headline, millionaires, 10th, and all this.
Yeah.
But then they use to kind of like decide this. It isn't how a lot of us do this in our heads.
Right.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know what the best way to do that is. But it certainly seems like they're kind of... hedging a little bit more and trying to like include something here. And I I was weary about doing this article and the idea of somebody spitting this and like teachers are making too much or something like that. Who knows nowadays the narratives that can get created from just a simple thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For all the talk of cancel culture and things like that, the only side that seems to really do that is the red and some of that, the extreme red, I say, where all the other stuff happens. It doesn't really happen. So when you have things like this that I don't think are controversial or anything like that, it's just data. You right. never know when they're going to spin that or where that's going to go.
Well, the idea is the word millionaire, because I think that has that's a very loaded question in a mm-hmm. lot of ways. Do you think of a millionaire as someone who's got a house and a large retirement fund? Is that where your mind goes?
Millionaire?
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't, you know.
It's not the first thing you think of.
Yeah, right.
You think of somebody who is wallowing in so much cash.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, pretty much diving into their gold vault.
Yes.
Because they have all of this money to spend. That's not necessarily the case.
No.
You know, it's invested. It's not liquid assets.
Right, exactly.
As we think of cash in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of somebody literally they finally make a bunch of money and they want to have a room that's just got this. They want to do the Scrooge McDuck thing. They want to dive into the money. And they do all this and they try to dive into the money. And physics happens.
And then pain. So much
pain.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and they have to spend all that money on hospital bills.
Broken neck. But as a kid, you know, that was such a cool thing. He's got so much money, he can swim in it.
Yeah, great character, too.
Awful Duck.
Oh, Awful Duck, Awful Duck.
By the way, totally ethnically very problematic,
Yes.
The whole Scottish thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's not actually, you could not get away with that anymore.
No.
He's been grandfathered in, but.
There's a few things
from our childhood are the same.
My goodness, you are not kidding.
Not wrong.
Anytime you're trying to like, hey, you know what, I'm gonna let my kids see this. This should be, oh no.
Well, or see it and then have a conversation about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, we have grown since then.
We have got the Cranberry Blossom Festival kicking off in June. We're excited about this as we get ready for it. It's a month away.
It's practically here.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's exactly a month away, everybody. June 20th through the 23rd, right here in Wisconsin Rapids, one of our signature events kicks off. We're looking forward to this. You want to know what's going on? We got pamphlets right here.
Woo. Maps and everything.
Yeah, it's really cool. Stop on by and pick one of these up. You can also pick up a Wisconsin Rapids Rafters 2024 year schedule.
Get it in your pocket.
Yeah. All you got to do, say hi to Pam. Say hi to Pam.
If you need a pamphlet, come see Pam.
You must be a dad.
She's gonna let that sit
such
there.
A dad joke.
No, we gotta let him sit in that. We gotta let him
wallow in that over there.
As somebody who is very guilty of doing that kind of humor, definitely. You gotta sit in that one, man. In fact, time out. You're in time out.
Okay.
You're in time out till the end of the segment.
I'll be over here.
I appreciate the attempt, though. I loved it. We again want you to come on by, pick up these pamphlets, pick up a Rafter schedule, come by, say hi to the team. Here, we always love hearing from you and seeing from you. Great stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Stick around, more serious comedy to start your day right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.